The seventh Sunday after Pentecost, the epistle was taken from that of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, I speak in a human way because of the weakness of your flesh. For as you yielded your members as slaves of uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members as slaves of justice unto sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free as regards justice. But what fruit had you then from those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of these things is death. But now, set free from sin and become slaves to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and as your end, life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gospel is taken from that of St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do men gather grapes from thorn or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Every now and then, someone will ask me a question. They'll say, "Father, why do we need to pray? If God knows everything, and he knows what I need, why do I need to pray for things? Doesn't God know what I need, and my family and friends, and the world? And won't he just give it? Why do I need to pray for those type of things?" And every time someone asks me this question, I always think about an apparition of Our Lady. That is, Our Lady's apparition to St. Catherine Laboureil, when she gave her the miraculous medal. Our Lady appeared as Our Lady of Grace, as she is on the miraculous medal. Her hands were out, and the rays of light, there were rays of light which represented grace, coming from her hands. And specifically, St. Catherine Laboureil talks about jewels, rings on Our Lady's fingers. And the jewels were sparkling with colors, and the rays were coming from these jewels, different colored rays. And she said that these, of course, represented the graces which come from God through Our Lady to us. And she could see them, and they were striking. But then she said she also noticed that some of the jewels on Our Lady's fingers and the rings were dark. There were no rays of light coming from them. And she said she heard a voice that said, "These," meaning these dark gems, "represent the graces that people forgot to ask for." That is, God wanted to give these graces, whatever those represented, but people didn't pray for them. People didn't ask for them. And this highlights the answer to the question, why do we need to pray for things? Doesn't God know everything? Yes, he does know everything. He knows what we need. But God also wants us to pray for them. There are some things he will not give unless we pray for them. There are some things, some graces he will not give unless we ask for them. This is a very important spiritual point. Why does he do this? Why does he do this? This is so that we can increase in faith, hope, and charity. This is so that we can fulfill our mission, the mission he has given to each one of us. This is so that we can have a share in the divine life. For each one of us has a mission in life. And we can think of it as imitating God, imitating Christ in a particular way. You know, parents, I've said this before, parents are called to a particular sharing in God's creative act. The fact that husband and wife, they bring this new life into the world, a little baby. That's God's creative act being done through those parents. And if we think about it, God doesn't need those parents. He could have created us without parents, as he did the angels, right? Each angel is created individually, directly from God. There are no mama and papa angels. Even though it might be in cartoons or something, there are no mama and papa angels. Each one is created directly by God. God could have somehow created us that way, but he didn't. He wants some of us to share in his creative act. And so also other things. The priesthood. The priesthood is a share in God's redemptive act, Christ. The priest is another Christ. Christ redeems. And through some mysterious way, for whatever reason, God wants the priest to somehow share in that. Back in the confessional, does God need the priest to hear a confession? No, he could have done it another way. And we know that in certain circumstances, mortal sins can be forgiven through a perfect act of contrition. Doesn't happen often, but it can happen. But God wants, he calls certain men to a mission, that is, to participate in the redemptive act, to hear confession, to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And those graces would not be given if the priest wasn't doing those things. Just like the rings on Our Lady's fingers, they're dark because they weren't asked for. So also everyone who's baptized participates or shares in the sanctifying act of God. The Holy Spirit is a sanctifier. In virtue of our baptism, we can sanctify each other, ourselves and each other. We pray the rosary. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. That's a prayer for everybody. For myself, for our group that's saying the rosary, for our parish, and even the people who have no one to pray for them. And we're asking for graces to those people, that they would be converted, or that we would have the difficulties or whatever, we would get graces for that. That's our sanctification. We're participating, we're having a share in the divine life, the act of God of sanctification. And God has chosen, he's created this world so that we truly, truly have an act in that. Those graces would not be given if those rosaries were not said. It's the way he created the world. That's each one of us has a mission in life in order to do that, to somehow imitate God, creator, redeemer, and sanctifier, and each in our own way. And this question can again be highlighted in a different way, and that is the fact that God will only give certain graces. I'm sorry, God will only give graces under certain circumstances, that is, if we ask for them. Through the saints, we ask for the saints for their intercession for us, and they give us graces. And I want to share here, I want to mention about three miracles that have occurred, actually four now, someone informed me of another one. Four little miracles, moral miracles they're called, that have occurred in our parish because of the intercession of St. Anne. That some people have done novenas to St. Anne, and they've been answered. Now, when we say moral miracles, the miracle that occurs that, you know, this normally doesn't happen. It's not a miracle that is like scientifically verifiable, like if someone has pancreatic cancer and they say some prayers and they go back to the doctor and the doctor says, it's completely gone, I have no idea what happened, this is a miracle. That's a verifiable, scientifically verifiable miracle. That's a different category. A moral miracle is a miracle that occurs that we know it just wouldn't happen. So I'll share some of these just as an example. And that is, there was a parishioner who had a friend who doesn't go here, and they were trying to have a child, and they've been trying to have a child for 10 years. And so the parishioner said, we'll do a novena to St. Anne, because this parishioner knew that St. Anne has been very gracious to the people in the parish under certain things. And so this person then, who's not a parishioner here, so don't try to figure out who it is, okay? They did the novena. And of course, almost immediately after they finished the novena, they conceived. So they're having a child. And the person who did the novena even admits that they kind of only did it half-heartedly. They thought, oh, okay, you know, I'll try this. But the important thing is they did do the novena. They finished it. But now, that person attributes that great grace of a child to the intercession of St. Anne. For she knows that for 10 years they've tried everything and nothing. And then she did the novena. Might only have been with a little bit of faith, but she still had the faith. And she was blessed because of it. And as I said before, you know, God will only give us certain things when we pray for them to increase our faith. And so now this person and the people who know about it, their faith has been greatly strengthened because they can see that this grace was given through the saint, through St. Anne. Now when you look at it, that's a moral miracle. 10 years, you can make the argument, well, Father, you know, don't you think it could be a coincidence? Yeah, I mean, it could be a coincidence. It's not like scientific, you know, you had the cancer and now it's gone. But for the people involved, they know without a doubt that this was a miracle. Different category of miracle. So another person had a difficulty in their family. There was a person in their family causing them great strife in the family. And they had labored under this for 8 years. 8 years. And the person did a novena to St. Anne. And it was less than a week, maybe 2 or 3 days after finishing the novena, the person had a complete change of heart, and the strife in the family was ended. Now, I'm being vague about this because, you know, I don't want people to start thinking, oh, who is it? Who is it? Don't worry. It was a real difficulty. So again, for that person, without a doubt, they knew that it was the grace from St. Anne that solved this difficulty in their family. Someone else had another difficulty. Now, this one I'm going to be even more vague on. They had another difficulty, and all these people have talked to me about these incidences. And again, they prayed to St. Anne. And almost immediately, they had been laboring under a difficulty. Can't remember how long. It might be 8 years or 12 years. I can't remember how long. Again, within the family. Prayed to St. Anne. And again, within a week, I can't remember how long afterwards, difficulty solved. And these were serious difficulties. Someone else, I was informed after the last Mass, after I gave this homily, they said, I got another one for you, Father. They told me another one. Another similar story. Someone had been praying for many years, again, about a difficulty in the family. And they did a novena to St. Anne. They prayed to St. Anne. And then again, difficulty solved. And I tell you this, why? So that you realize that these things are real. These are happening to other people, but they're happening here. St. Anne truly is our patroness in heaven. She sees this parish. She sees us. And God wants us to receive grace. But he wants us to receive it when we ask for it. And he wants to give it to us through his intermediaries. Sometimes the priests, like in confession. Sometimes the saints. Why? To increase our faith. For those people that this happened to, without a doubt, they know it's been through the intercession of St. Anne. And I'm sharing this with you to increase your faith also. You know, I've been saving this homily for this Sunday specifically. I've been saving this. This is not a coincidence why we're giving it this Sunday. Because we're starting the novena this Saturday. And we're going to have our fiesta here. And our fiesta is in honor of St. Anne. Our fiesta is not like a worldly fiesta. You can go to like a strawberry festival or something like that. And, you know, I don't know what they're doing there, but, you know, it's a strawberry harvest. And, you know, it's a nice thing to take, you know, maybe take the family on a Saturday. But that's a completely different category than what we're doing here. For here we are honoring St. Anne, our patroness, who truly is giving us graces. You know, these little incidences that are so obvious, again, they're moral miracles, but they're obvious, that it's her intercession, are only just the tip of the iceberg. There are many things that occur that we don't see. Just like parents with their little kids. Little kids don't see everything their parents does for them. They might see some things, but there are so many other things a parent does that the child doesn't even realize until maybe they're older, they have children of their own. So it is with St. Anne. She's giving us graces. When we honor her, when we pray to her, we might not see them. God works in our soul, but works in our soul invisibly. We don't really see it directly. So it is with St. Anne. So, why does God want us to pray for the things we need? He wants us to pray for the things we need, first of all, because it's our mission. It's the way in which we participate in the life of God, but also to increase our faith, hope, and charity. Those people's faith were increased. I am saying it here to you so that you will then have hope, that you will then pray to St. Anne and have hope that she'll help you. And also to increase our charity so that by our love for each other, we will then intercede and ask for graces for each other. This is part of the reason why God wants us to pray, so that we can love each other. He will only give graces when we ask. And he won't give those graces if we don't ask. Just like the vision, St. Catherine Labouré. Those rings, those gems on Our Lady's fingers, it's a symbol. But it's a symbol of something real. Those graces will never be given. There are people who didn't receive the graces, our society or whatever, because they were not asked for. And so it's important for us to ask for them. God wants us to ask for them. He gives us signs. He gives us a patroness who's given us a sign that she is truly there. It is said St. Anne takes care of her own. She takes care of those who are hers. This parish she will take care of. You who are members of this parish, she will intercede for you. So, during the week, during the novena, I ask you all to please do the novena. Start it on Saturday. Continue it through in order to honor St. Anne. Pray for our parish and our families so that here, at least, we can receive the graces that God wants us to receive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.